Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 22nd of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The new streaming service Disney Plus is to launch on 24 March in the UK, a week earlier than originally planned. Pricing has also been revealed. It will cost £5.99 per month or £59.99 a year, making it more expensive than the earlier Disney Life platform. Disney Plus launched in the US and Canada in November, where it became the most downloaded app. The new launch date may be an attempt to tackle piracy of shows like The Mandalorian, suggested one expert. Apple dropped plans to let iPhone users fully encrypt backups of their devices in the company's iCloud service after the FBI complained that the move would harm investigations, six sources familiar with the matter told Reuters. The tech giant's reversal, about 2 years ago, has not previously been reported. It shows how much Apple has been willing to help U.S. law enforcement and intelligence agencies, despite taking a harder line in high-profile legal disputes with the government and casting itself as a defender of its customers' information. IBM released some new policy proposals for removing bias in AI systems ahead of Wednesday's AI panel at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. IBM Chief Executive Officer will lead the panel on the sidelines of the annual forum, which runs through Friday. Ahead of the panel, IBM is calling for new rules that would seek to eliminate biases in AI, which typically stem from data that are skewed against people of color, women, and older and disabled individuals. Uber begins testing a bidding feature that lets drivers set their own fares, reports the Wall Street Journal. Starting today, California drivers who serve airports in Sacramento and Palm Springs will be able to bid for jobs, setting their rate at as much as 5 times the fare Uber suggests. Riders will then be matched with the driver offering the lowest rate. Uber says it will look at feedback before deciding whether to roll the scheme out wide. Cruise, an autonomous vehicle startup mostly owned by General Motors, is unveiling its first driverless vehicle at an event in San Francisco. The car was designed to have more space and be passenger-friendly, so it has no pedals or a steering wheel. The vehicle will likely be used when General Motors and Cruise begin operating the ride-sharing service they postponed last year. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.